This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, we have some good news on marijuana, okay? You know, we haven't really been talking too much about marijuana with everything going on in the news. And with marijuana, we've been trying to watch closely as it's becoming more and more legalized in multiple states. What medical research is going to come from that? You know, does it really help seizures? Will it prevent diabetes? Does it worsen driving? Does it worsen cognition? And even though we already have a lot of baseline evidence, we need a heck of a lot more before we start making any decision on recommending it or not recommending it. So one of the latest studies came out saying that the cannabis drug, an actual drug form of it, okay, along with a seizure medication will reduce the risk of an epileptic fit by almost half, meaning it could be an adjunct to people with seizure disorder. Now, some of you will say, well, no, duh. People have been using it, you know, for seizures and, you know, forever now. True. Okay. But until the medical community can be assured that they're not going to be sued recommending it, we need a study like that. So, anyway, so far so good with that. Next, we're also going to be talking about how the U.S. is going to file a, quote, statement of interest in lawsuits against opioid makers and distributors. All right? Apparently, this is going to be the next move against pharmaceutical companies and drug manufacturers and distributors as it comes to how to control the opioid crisis. I disagree with a full-blown assault on these manufacturers, because if the average person is overdosing to heroin and the average person who uses a prescription narcotic is innocent and needs it for real pain, they're not doing it to get high, and we find out that the gateway aspect of these narcotics isn't as big as we thought, then we're going after the wrong people. Or we're addressing this incorrectly. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how diesel exhaust is unfortunately putting our truckers at risk for ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's disease. Our truckers already deal with enough. They really don't need this on top of that. Then, remember we had talked about Nicholas Cruz, how he was adopted. He was the shooter at the Florida high school on February 14th, and how I had suggested that, you know, if he was adopted, I'm wondering if his mom had done drugs and was unable to take care of him. And these babies, and I don't want to say he was a crack baby, but a baby who was born to a mom that used drugs, unfortunately, could fit this sociopathic pattern. We come to find out that, yes, his birth mom was a drug addict. So we're going to talk about that. And for those of you who claim the G-spot exists, researchers say no. The erogenous zone, specifically the G-spot, does not exist. So for those of you that have been trying to find it for years, you're going to have to keep looking, because it's not there. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Daily Mail is reporting that the woman who raised Florida school gunman Nicholas Cruz paid $50,000 to adopt him from his, quote, drug-addicted biological mother. And then later, he paid $15,000 to adopt his younger brother. By the way, I mean, somebody adopting a child like that, very, very cool, you know, and somebody, you know, trying to keep the siblings together, that's really admirable. Unfortunately, she is the mother of a child now who, you know, killed 17 kids and injured 12 others. Trish Devaney was friends with Cruz's adoptive mother and lived next to the family between 1999 and 2002, told Radar Online that both Nicholas and his younger brother were born out of one-night stands. Nick's biological mother, she said, was a complete screw-up, drug addict, and thief. So, his adoptive mother, this is Trish Devaney, who was friends with Cruz's adoptive mother, said that she was desperate to have children and paid money to adopt the boy. And so when she learned that the biological mother was going to give birth again, she paid $15,000 so Nicholas would have a brother related to him. Unfortunately, the boys fought, but they were blood brothers. Both children were born after one-night stands. She didn't even really know who the two biological fathers were. So do we know what sort of drugs the mom was on? We don't. But the one thing that has been a huge concern is somebody who is exposed to drugs in the wound, meth, cocaine, heroin, etc., they may come out of the womb with not all their faculties and not proper judgment and impulse control. And we see this time and time again. And while schools and the government and agencies are trying to identify which population of people should be on our radar or should we watch closer, I would suggest children born to drug addict moms. And the interview process should not be gruesome. It should not be anything that's going to be psychologically traumatizing. And I think all children should be screened, to be honest, you know, if they have any tendency towards wanting to hurt others or themselves, which is why the American Academy of Pediatrics has suggested this. But, many of these children have impulse control, and it's something that medication can control, but it may not be the most effective because this is something really innate. And so I wasn't shocked when I heard this. And it's unfortunate because, this population is one that is known to be more impulsive. It doesn't necessarily mean somebody born to a drug addict mom is going to shoot people up. A lot of discussion when it comes to teachers and guns. We're going to hear from you when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Frank from Vegas. Hey, Frank, what's going on?
Good morning, Fraulein D.
How are you? What are you up to?
Suffering the turmoils of a sarcophagus of torture.
Okay.
I've had to hear your, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say explain, but I don't think I want you to explain.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right. We there's only so much time, and I just wanted to comment on the prophylactics and in my youth.
Look, we're not talking about prophylactics. We're talking about teachers arming teachers. We're not talking about prophylactics. But if you want to talk about prophylactics, go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up that in my youth, I was a rock hard 10 and until that balloon went on and I just would fade away in all my masculinity. And it feels god awful. It's not sex. I just wanted to point that out.
What are you talking about? Frank, what are you talking about? What balloon?
Isn't that what a prophylactic basically is?
Oh, I see. Okay, I see. Okay, sorry about that. Sorry. I don't wear them. I don't, yeah, my fault.
That's right. All right. No, I'm just telling you.
I don't make animal balloons out of them. I should. But I don't.
Moving on, the VA and this behemoth, I don't know if you're aware of this monstrosity they built at the base of the North Mountains here in this valley. And I was told they have the machinery, but they don't have the doctor that knows how to work it. I'm going in. They're flying me to San Francisco, VA, and they're going to use a robot to do my second hernia on my other side. And having buried three, I didn't know hernias could kill you. But having
they can.
Now I'm going to be yes. Oh, I know they can. I buried three friends to them. But what I'm saying is. Yes, well, they were as ignorant as I was. You know, a lot of people your parents' age and our grandparents' age would say, what are you getting so worked about? You're going to have a hernia. And I'd look at them, and including my parents, and go, what the hell does that mean? What are they talking about? Nobody ever explained to me what it would. Believe me, I'm very detailed on it. Now I'm having my second hernia, and it's going to be a robot. And I didn't want the mesh. I was going to get involved in a class action, not against that. The only reason you're hearing this voice is because the VA is keeping me alive with my inhalers and different things. But what I'm calling you about is, I saw it on a documentary. It's a new state of the art surgery with the robot. Can you tell me how long it's going to take and what exactly? He's going to be operating tools like you know, like that game where little kids try to get the toys.
Exactly, like the claw. Like the claw,
yes.
Well, these robotic surgeries, they allow the surgery time to be dropped significantly. I had a Da Vinci robot work on my hernia, but it all depends on the amount of mesh. My mesh was bigger than a piece of notebook paper. Your mesh may be smaller. So it depends on the size of the mesh and how much tacking on they have to do. But your procedure could be anywhere between 30 minutes to 2 hours, depending on, you know, what they do. But if it's a small hernia repair, it's not going to take that long. And while you're under anesthesia, you won't really notice the difference anyway. I mean, you know, why? You think you wouldn't need to go to the bathroom beforehand?
Yes, I'm going to try. I didn't get anything from the VA, and I forgot. They did give me things. Should I eat very lightly the day before? I mean,
no, you're not supposed to eat midnight before the surgery. And they're supposed to tell you all this. They're supposed to tell you, you know, don't be drinking alcohol, don't be taking aspirin, don't be taking blood thinners a few days before, and you can't eat past midnight of your surgery. They don't want you drinking water past the surgery, although there's some studies saying actually it may not be bad, but for the most part, all surgeons say no food or drink because we don't want you aspirating it on your surgery. Are you having your surgery in the morning or in the afternoon?
I'm scheduled for 9 a.m., but they're obviously going to take vital. Yeah, they're going to do a few things before they open me up, obviously.
Right.
And anyhow, no, you did now, but you did mention something that concerned me. It could take 2 hours. I mean, how do they know how much anesthesia to give you if it's anywhere from a half hour to 2 hours? Do they just?
Well, they know. I mean, again, I don't know how big the surgery is. If you have any incarceration, if there's some, No, I mean, I doubt it would take 2 hours, but, you know, sometimes if they find that it's more involved, they monitor you and they watch the time and they will infuse more into your IV. You have an anesthesiologist there watching you. So the anesthesiologist watches, and they watch the time. They're watching your blood pressure. They're watching the heart rate. And they know when to continue the anesthesia, for lack of a better word. So don't worry. It's not that they're going to give you one dose and then cross their fingers and pray to God, you know?
Can I comment on the Broward County thing talking about?
Yes, yes. And by the way, good luck with your surgery.
If I was lucky, I wouldn't be calling you.
Yes.
But that's not a cheap shot on you. But anyway.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
This is very evil. The Coral Springs police went in. This was a stand down on it. And believe what I tell you, this is pure evil. And as far as teachers or coaches, anybody on the school, those that want to carry, if I was a teacher in this day and age, I would carry and just not tell anybody, and not because of the lunatics or the terrorists that come in. You've got students attacking teachers. And that's all I'm going to leave you with, Gordon.
That's true. Well, Frank, look, good luck with your surgery, all right? And thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think we had more opinions come that were left on the answer line. Let's go to those. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, this is Ben from Las Vegas. And the teachers have been asked, and there are a lot of teachers that don't feel up to it, and they would be bypassed. So in that case, the students wouldn't know which ones were armed and which ones weren't. Thank you.
Okay, so I think he was talking in response to, I had brought up yesterday, you know, has anybody asked the teachers what they want to do? You know, we're debating this, and do we have, who should be really at the forefront of this discussion? Our teachers, what do they want? And I agree. We want to make sure our students don't know who's caring and who's not. Frank had brought that up. Now, apparently, there are many schools that do allow teachers to carry. In fact, there are some school districts that even pay for training. Now, a recent poll was conducted called Morning Consult Political Poll, and it asked if it was a poll. Do you support or oppose equipping teachers and school staff with concealed firearms to respond to the event of a school shooting? 50%, so the majority, supported, 42% opposed, and 8% didn't really have an opinion and didn't know. Now, I'm still shocked as to all the amounts of opposition to this. I mean, having well-trained administration or staff on campus should be a no-brainer, unless maybe they're opposing it because they only want police officers on campus, or they just don't want police officers at all. I'm not really sure why somebody would oppose, but still, the majority in this particular political poll were for equipping teachers. And I find out in this townhall.com article that hundreds of school districts across the country already allow staff and teachers to carry firearms on campus. In 18 states, adults with legal carry permits are also allowed to carry into schools after being granted permission from administrators. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Texas authorized schools to adopt policies to implement a school martial program where individuals would be trained to have a weapon and to be able to use that weapon. And we now have well over 100 school districts in the state of Texas where teachers and other people who work in the school do carry a weapon and are trained to be able to respond to an attack that occurs. It's not always a school teacher, he says. It could be a coach, it could be an administrator, it could be anybody who works in that school, but it's a well-thought-out program with a lot of training in advance. He said, and candidly, some school districts promote it. I would, too. I would say we have armed personnel on campus. Stay the hell away. That's what I would do. 1-877, Dr. Allen, don't go away.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I have a place in my heart for the truckers because what they do is, you know, beyond our comprehension in terms of them putting their health on the lines. And they're the backbone of America as far as I'm concerned, and I love these guys. And unfortunately, there's another health risk that our truckers are at risk for, and now it's ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. And they say truckers and others who are routinely exposed to diesel fumes are at a greater chance of developing this. The increased risk hit a high of 40% when compared against men who were not exposed, according to study author Aisha Dickerson. She's a postdoctoral research fellow at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston. She said the strongest association we saw was for occupations that were held at least for 10 years prior to their ALS diagnosis. Someone could have been exposed years earlier before they showed any symptoms of ALS, but the damage would have been done long ago. So jobs that have a lot of diesel exhaust exposure are obviously truck drivers, police officers, shipyard hands, construction workers, farm laborers, tool operators, or anybody who really works in an industrial setting. So ALS, known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is a neurodegenerative condition in which the nerve cells responsible for controlling movement, they start to weaken and die. So patients eventually lose their strength and ability to walk, move, speak, eat, and then eventually it affects the respiratory muscles so they can't breathe. We have no cure, according to the U.S. National Institutes of Health. And the Ice Bucket Challenge that went viral a few years back helped raise millions of dollars for research to finding a cure for ALS. It was brilliant. I don't know who gets credit for coming up with that, but it was brilliant. Although a bunch of people were doing the Ice Bucket Challenge just to go viral and do stuff on YouTube, and were like, are you actually donating? You know, the whole purpose is to donate and raise money. So you donate money, then you dump a bunch of ice on yourself. But I don't think that many people got hurt. We didn't really want people, you know, throwing themselves into an abnormal heart rhythm. But anyway. So they say prior studies have suggested a higher risk of ALS in specific jobs that are commonly exposed to diesel fumes, like truck drivers, bus drivers, construction workers, and military personnel. So the research team looked at 3 decades of research from the Danish National Patient Registry. The research team identified 1,600 people diagnosed with ALS between 1982 and 2013 and calculated their estimated diesel exhaust exposure based on their employment history. The researchers then compared each ALS patient against 100 other people of the same age and sex who did not have ALS. Any exposure to diesel exhaust at all increase their odds, the workers' odds of developing it by at least 20%. And then the more they got, the more exposure they got, the more the risk of ALS. So diesel exhaust has a lot of toxic compounds. You got carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide. You got nitrogen oxides. You got sulfur compounds, according to drugs.com, formaldehyde, benzene, methanol. So any of these compounds, either isolated or in combination, could be contributing to the death of nerve cells that result in the ALS. That's according to Dr. Dickerson, and it makes sense. So further research needs to figure out which component may be the most that carries a risk. Why? Because maybe with diesel fuel, we could figure out how to extract out that compound so it's not as much of a threat. They think maybe the other thing that could happen is certain toxins in diesel fuel affect people's genetics in a way that spur on ALS. That's according to Dr. Anthony Grassi, director of Neuromuscular Center at Northwell Health in Manhasset, New York. They say at least 20 genes have been linked to ALS, and this clearly is a genetic disorder in a large percentage of individuals with ALS. Perhaps those jobs in diesel exhaust and whatever might be in the diesel is hastening a disease that may already be genetically programmed. Now, this is kind of key, because one concern I have with a lot of what we have with obesity or cancer or mental illness is we have genes that may not so much destine us to having the cancer, but cause us as a propensity to develop it, such that if we get exposed to something, because we have the gene, we're going to be more screwed than somebody else. Now, truckersforum.net is one of my favorite message boards and stuff, so I like to hang out with the truckers on that. And I asked the truckers if there's any air filters that they could use in the cab of their truck. And some of the responses I got, one said, if sucking in diesel fumes keeps me from withering away in an old folks home, I think I'll keep on with the fumes. Another one said, sadly, when I see research like this, the first thought that comes to mind is wondering which pharmaceutical medical device company paid for it. And then another one said, I say we stick DPF filters up our noses with garden hoses. All right, up your, okay, so I'm not really getting much yet from my trucker buddies on this, but anybody that's consistently exposed, I would really suggest some form of high-tech filter that can help, you know, glean out some of these chemicals. I'm not very adept or knowledgeable on the different types of filters and how the degree it could filter out certain toxic chemicals. But, I mean, I remember riding in a bus, school bus. I mean, I stunk of the exhaust getting off the bus. And then a question with this, with these exhaust fumes linking to ALS, is many of us have been exposed to these fumes as kids, but ALS is still rare. Okay? It's not the most common neurological disease out there. So then you wonder if it really is the diesel, or we just have more genetic variant now and the diesel is adding to that. So we'll keep you posted on that, and I apologize that we don't have more data for you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a supplement derived from cannabis will have HALVE, the risk of suffering a seizure in 44% of epilepsy sufferers. If you take cannabidiol alongside clobazam, it makes 10% of epilepsy patients drug-free. The dual treatment, they say, enabled up to 26% of sufferers to reduce their medication's doses. So they're suggesting that if we introduce cannabidiol, or the quote-unquote medicinal or non-hallucinogenic euphoric part of marijuana into an epilepsy patient's drug regimen, it may help cut back their seizures. They also suggested it would make them feel more alert and better able to communicate. So CBD is a cannabis-derived nutritional supplement that is thought to possess a range of medicinal benefits, supposedly helping people with migraines and psoriasis and acne and depression. But because it doesn't have the THC, it's not going to give users a high. Nearly one in three epilepsy patients, they say, are resistant to existing treatments and will continue to suffer seizures. So researchers from Vanderbilt University analyzed the medical records of 108 pediatric epilepsy patients. They collected this between 2006 and 2016. And the study's participants were separated according to whether they took the CBD, the clobazam, or both. And the seizure frequency was assessed. And then their findings were reported in the Journal of Epilepsy and Behavior, according to Mail Online. And, increased efficacy and of, the Medicaid, their regimen allowing them to not have further seizures. So very, very cool. Now, what's not cool is another study found that alcohol may damage the brain more than cannabis. They say, alcohol could affect the gray matter in the brain and the white matter. Gray matter enables the brain to function. White controls the communication of nerve clusters. And so even though marijuana may have some negative consequences on memory and cognition, they said alcohol is worse. So that's an interesting study. We'll keep you guys posted on the latest. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish?
greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, as a disclaimer, this next segment is going to be a little bit rated R, as we have some medical headlines regarding the G-spot. We are being told that the elusive female G-spot may not actually exist at all, according to scientists out of Melbourne, Australia. So what is the G-spot? It's supposed to be a small area of the female body in the anterior pelvis within the vagina. Sorry, I can't draw it out for you, but it's more, I would say, a few centimeters in and on the front part of the anterior. Anterior is like, well, we could say ventral. So if I'm standing in front of you, my stomach is anterior and my butt is posterior, right? So when the G-spot would be inside the vagina on the anterior wall, not the posterior wall, the front wall, okay? And there's supposed to be nerve endings supposedly concentrated there and the capability to provide intense pleasure. Researchers, however, have not found concentrated nerve endings or physical evidence of this. This is the most conclusive study to date. You know, you would think people would be studying cures for autism and ALS and childhood blindness, but no, this is what they're studying. Dr. Nathan Hogue, who led the study on women aged between 32 and 97 years old in Melbourne, Australia, said the G-spot does not exist as an anatomic construct. Dr. Hogue claimed that any pleasurable sensation experienced when stimulating the area occurred only because of its close proximity to the clitoris. Now, that is one of the female sex organs that is a huge erogenous zone, but is not the only one. Now, Rebecca Dakin, who is a, I guess, British sexpert, says, I have no doubt that it exists. Ask any woman and they will tell you the research is wrong. Well, I'm a woman. I don't believe there's one there. I think when you enjoy sex, it's a whole symphony of stuff that has to happen, not just one pinpoint location. She implied that that there was a danger. Men would treat the research as an excuse for poor performance. There's a danger. You know what? If a man performs poorly, I mean, it happens. I really wouldn't, you know, classify it as something, you know, dangerous that could happen. It happens, okay? Danger to me is a fire, somebody coming in with a gun, a man that's going to miss, you know, giving you an orgasm. I really wouldn't use the term danger. So she does not want the study to be seen as a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, a separate study in 2008, which used ultrasound imaging to look at the vaginal wall, said women who reported having orgasms had thicker tissue around what was considered a G-spot area than women who didn't. And the G-spot was named after German gynecologist Ernst Grafenberg. He first noted the area was particularly sensitive to the touch back in 1950. And the spot was thought to measure slightly more than a half an inch in diameter. But it was coined G-spot in 1981. So then there was this, I mean, you thought hunting for treasure and Pirates of the Caribbean was, I mean, full court press. No, we're talking, I mean, men and women all over trying to find this spot. So it's about 2 inches in, and they say it has a texture like a walnut. Now, I'm not really too sure about that. If you have any skin that feels like a walnut, I would suggest, I don't want to say biopsy, but I would suggest that be looked at. Vaginal walls are supposed to be smooth. Now, what could be going on? Why the debate? Well, maybe for some women, they do have certain parts to them that may be more, shall we say, arousable. But, you know, for men trying to figure out a woman's erogenous zones, I say the first thing you have to do is connect with them mentally, okay? The physical act helps, but that's not what's going to ensure your success. You have got to connect mentally. So the first place I would suggest is the eyes. Remember I taught you guys how to do a first kiss? And with the first kiss, the kiss part was like way down the line because you need anticipation. And again, I'm only speaking for women. I can't speak for a guy. But I think even for guys, if you go right to the source too quickly, it's not as good as making there be a little wait. Now, I'm not saying wait 15 years, but I'm saying, you know, maybe a couple minutes. All right? Let the brain get involved. Let the brain get into the mode. It's very, very important. You know, a lot of people don't realize they make a big mistake in hot tubs. Okay? A lot of people have sex in hot tubs. And they don't do enough foreplay or enough, you know, it's like, well, we got to hurry because we're out in the open and we're in a, you know. And if a woman's not ready and not lubricated, it's not going to be as good. So you have to get in the game. You got to get into the zone. And by doing so, start with their eyes. So look at their eyes. Give them a look. Touch their head. Touch their hair. Their neck. Their neck has a lot of erogenous zones. Again, you know, you got to be delicate with this. Shoulders. Inner arms. Near the breast. But don't go right for the breast right away. Okay? Again, make her want it. There are areas along the abdomen. There's areas along the thigh, upper thigh, inner thigh. Now, they also include feet. There are erogenous zones in the feet. Do not, I repeat, do not touch a woman's feet or foot if there is any chance they could be ticklish. If somebody touched my foot, I would accidentally kick them. I am so ticklish, nobody could touch my feet. And that would deaden the whole sexual encounter in a heartbeat. So, no, 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 no. Now, the top of the foot may be a great place to start. Because sometimes like, well, I'm really into feet. Okay, well, if you're into feet, that's good. So then maybe start at the ankle and work very slow. If you are really, really into feet and you think they're ticklish, have them touch their feet with you. Because when they pre-touch their foot, they're less ticklish. You know, as a doctor, when I have to examine somebody's abdomen and they're all tickly, what I do is I put my hand over theirs so I could slowly get them used to, because you can't tickle yourself. Have you ever tried to tickle yourself? You can't. And I don't know why you can't tickle yourself. They think maybe it's because, you know, your mind is expecting it. There's an anticipatory issue. But we can't tickle ourselves. So ask her to point, you know, to where, you know, you're going to kiss or put your mouth on her foot or whatever. Maybe that'll help. Honestly, I would just avoid the feet. They're not clean, you know. And then, again, take time. And so there being a particular spot on the anterior wall, if you think you can find it, if you think that'll help, it may help. Maybe there is. I believe that for some women there is. But no, right now I don't think anybody has had anatomical evidence or dissected neuromas that are that's a ball of nerves, by the way. It's called a neuroma. I don't think so. And by the way, I wouldn't want a neuroma there. Neuromas later hurt. Last thing I would want is a neuroma in the vagina. That would be horrible. All right, so good. Let's put that to rest. We'll be right back, 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.